This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska is among five people confirmed lost in the crash of a de Havilland float plane Monday night. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe and his son survived the accident. Quest Aircraft, which seemed to be riding high with the announcement at AirVenture that it had delivered all of the 9 Kodiak turboprops ordered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has now announced a third round of layoffs. Tom Poberesny is looking back on AirVenture 2010, not in terms of what went wrong, but with satisfaction in how his team handled unprecedented adversity. The U.S. Coast Guard responded Thursday to a call from concerned family members when 3 Florida men did not return from an offshore fishing excursion. They were rescued Saturday morning off Jacksonville. A pilot in Mississippi claims a stuck throttle is what sent his Bonanza off the end of a runway and onto a highway. Investigators measured 1,200 feet of skid marks on the 4,000-foot runway. The Department of Defense POW Missing Personnel Office says the remains of a U.S. serviceman missing in action from World War II have been identified and returned to his family for burial with full military honors. An international air freight operation, Air Partner, put an A300 in the air last week, carrying 32 tons of emergency aid supplies to flood-stricken Pakistan. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the Bags Fly Free promotion has been partly responsible for $1 billion in new revenue to his airline in the last year, and he has no plans to change the policy. And 28 Turkish flight attendants have been told to lose weight or lose their jobs. One of them is the head of the union. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Ron Herron, the designer of the plans-built Little Wing Autogyro, talks about how he developed the aircraft and why it's a tractor design in a world full of pusher gyroplanes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.